We're doing the Siddur Kabbalah, the Miri's work on Jewish history. We had learned about Shimon HaTzadik, the period of the men of the Great Assembly, the beginning of the period of the Second Temple. And the Miri says, V'dan, I want you to know, Shekol HaZmanim Shuzkiru Atzov Zman HaNviim, V'hu Zman Chuban Bayit Rishon, Lo Ra'u Atzman Tzichin Lichtov Dabar Sh'ruy Liyot Nimsar Alpeh. That throughout the periods that we mentioned, till the period of the end of the prophets, which is the period of the destruction of the first temple, they didn't think that there was anything that had to be written, something that should be passed down in the oral tradition. Meaning they didn't take notes. The only written works they had was the Torah and the prophecies. כי כל הצריך להם מביורי המצווה התלמודיים, anything they needed, כל הצריך להם מביורי המצוות התלמודיים, anything they needed from the Talmudic explanations of the mitzvos, הכל היה נמסר להם על פה. Everything was given over in tradition, איש מפי איש בשלמות. Each one got it in its entirety from his teacher, from his predecessor. So, in all this period of the first temple, till the period of the men of the great assembly, nothing was really written. It was all passed down orally. And when they'd have a new thing that was brought up, and then they had to sit down and analyze it because new questions arose, נמסרו להם העיקרים והמידות שמהם היו מוציאים תעלומותיהם לאור ומבררים על דיניהם. So then they had the fundamentals, they had the laws of derivation, which they used to verify the new questions, to verify the new laws. ומה שלא הספיק להם בו ההיקש והסברה, in instances where they could not compare the new question to old rulings, where logic did not suffice to verify the answer, לפעמים היו הולכים בו אחר הרוב, sometimes some people would say the halacha should be like this, some would say like that, so then we go with the majority opinion. Ki omro, as the Torah teaches us, אחרי רבים להטות, go by the majority opinion. ולפעמים הייתה נבואה מבררת להם כל תעלומה, and sometimes prophecy would verify for them things that were unclear. כמו שידעתם מדברי קצת חכמנו השלמים, שהנבואה תגיד השגות עיוניות לא יוכל העיון להשיגם. כל שכן הסברה. As you know, that we are taught that prophecy can attain understandings that you cannot attain with sheer logic. כמו שיגיע לכוח המדמה השגת מה שלא יגיע אליו מן החושים, just like our capacity to have vision can attain things that our senses cannot attain. You invent with your vision. כן יגיע לכוח השכלי השגת מה שלא ישגהו בעיון ובהקדמות ובהיקש וסברה. So too, our minds, through prophecy, so to speak, our minds can attain things that cannot be attained through logic or comparing or deriving. But nonetheless, they did use the laws of derivation and comparison to figure things out. The question is, what's he saying here? I mean, he's saying they used prophecy, and then he's saying, but nonetheless, they did try to figure things out with laws of derivation. Which way is he saying? Because technically, on the surface, he seems to be arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam writes in his introduction to Mishnah that if a prophet would walk in here and try to tell us halacha based on prophecy, we'd kill him. Rambam says impossible. Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. But the Rambam says that if a prophet gives us halacha based upon prophecy, then we say, no. Torah, God only intervened once. After that, lo v'shamayim, it's not in heaven, and if you're trying to tell us that God said the halacha is this way, you must be a liar, you get the death penalty. Rambam says, if a prophet says, you know, logically it should be this way, I have reasoning, I have tradition that it's this way, that's one thing. Then we'll hear him out like any other rabbi. But if he tries to tell us that in prophecy he's saying halacha is this way, so then we don't listen. Quite the contrary. Give him just one second, we'll read his last sentence. V'chol ze ben machloket b'neim klal, ki ayu az nimsrim lanviim v'sarim en mishmatam v'nishmeim aleihim. And then there was no machlokes, because they'd listen to their prophets. And here he seems to give the prophets the rulership over the Torah during those days, which is seemingly in clear contradiction with the Rambam. Now, that's a big problem because the Meiri usually goes hand in hand with the Rambam. The Meiri went in the Rambam's footsteps in much of his explanation. So to say that over here, he's arguing with the Rambam, so there's been a lot written on this paragraph in the Meiri. We have to know that on the surface, the Meiri is going 180 degrees from the Rambam. He's appointing the Nevi'im, the prophets, as the masters of the Torah throughout the generations. So you could say he means that they are the masters of the Torah because they are the leaders of the generation. They are the Talmidei Chachamim. You could say all of that, but that it seems very clear that that's not what he's saying. He seems to be saying, not like the Rambam, he seems to be saying very clearly that the prophets over here would be involved in the halachic prophecy using the halachic process using their prophecy. Yes, sir.
Needs to be a complete total new halacha, or can it be a clarification of the halacha?
I think the Rambam would say that about anything, any interference in the halachic process.
So if a person comes and says, I got prophecy, therefore I can clarify halacha, what's the difference between this person and rabbis that might be under influence of a kodesh to create new halachot?
Thursday night. We're mixing here many concepts. Ruach HaKodesh, Nebuah, under influence. All of these need to be defined. Let's save for Thursday night.
Either he's talking about